Hey everybody, this is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. We still on season 3, you already know. Yes, I have seasons like Empire. You know what? I had been pronouncing the name. My cousin asked me last night, he said, what club you was at? He said, was it Empire, like would be at a baseball game, or is it Empire? I said, you know what? I've been saying it wrong all this time. I said, ain't nobody saying it. I said, yeah, I've been saying umpire. Man, anyway, that's not the joke for this episode. But anyway, what do you call a fake noodle? An impasta. Impasta. Anyway, this episode, let me go in my notes so you can hear that. Let's see. All right, this episode is titled, what ruins relationships the most? Is it pride and ego or financial hardship? And I did my research, because I like to speak facts, great facts, player. When I, you know, I need to go to bed. But I researched the top 5 causes of divorce. And to me, whatever cause of divorce, that pretty much be the same thing cause a relationship, because a marriage is a relationship too. So it's all relative. But let's see here. The top 5 reasons were money, infidelity, consistent arguing, lack of intimacy, substance abuse. So y'all abusing substances, and you're also y'all out here abusing substances, and you also hold on, cause see, I ain't sure. Okay. Y'all abusing substances and y'all not hugging and kissing no damn body. How you not gonna be intimate with somebody that, like, don't you trust me? You with me? Like, what's the issue to you don't wanna be intimate? Are you tired from work? Or is you hugging and kissing somebody else? Then when you get to me, you ain't got no more energy. Because you all hugged up with somebody else. I don't like that. Infidelity, constant arguing, and money. Money was number 1 on this particular list I looked at. But, you know, financial hardship / money, it always fall like within the top 5. Like every list I looked at, it was like, if it wasn't 3rd, it was 2nd and stuff like that. But it seemed like, I'm looking at it like this, and I'm just looking at it from a logical standpoint. If we can stop cheating on each other and we can run our checkup, I think we can make it. That's with our relationships. And that's why I said, I want a goalmate. I want somebody who we working on, you know, achieving our goals together. We got our goals. Because, I don't know, to me, somebody who following their dreams and is ambitious, that's attractive. And I can get on board with something like that, you know what I'm saying? Because the kind of person I am, I have a strong work ethic. So if me and somebody working toward a common goal, even when we mad at each other, we still gonna combine forces like the Power Rangers to achieve our goals, you know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times when we dealing with people, we have to look at the bigger picture, you know what I'm saying? We have to put the small things aside and be like, you know what? This bigger than me. This bigger than this, you know. Okay, they left the toilet seat up. It's bigger than it, though. You know. They his edge up don't look too good. You know, I don't like his new haircut. His hairline receding. He got a beer belly now. But it's bigger than that. You know. She pigeon toed, so all her shoes be leaning. But it's bigger than that. And that's just how we gotta look at things. It's bigger than that. You know. We working towards something. We trying to create a generation of wealth for great grandchildren we won't even get to meet. We trying to change the whole tone of our family legacy. You see what I'm saying? And you can do it alone, but why tackle something by yourself when you can easily team up with at least one other person? Because what, two or more gathered in my name, they said that in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Two heads are better than one. So let's do this. It's 2020. Let's do this. Let's stop ruining our relationships with pride, ego, infidelity, and financial hardships, lack of intimacy, substance abuse, physical abuse. Because y'all gonna stop knocking folks out. Y'all better not put y'all hands on nobody. I be seeing y'all. Anyway, that's another topic for another time. But, yeah, that's what we're going to do in 2020. We're going to put all the small things aside and we're going to focus on the bigger things that are going to take the generations to come to the next level. Because if you was born broke or you was born poor, that's not your fault. But if you die that way, that's definitely your fault. You can believe it. But you know, I want us to put all the small stuff on the back end. And even when you upset with somebody, and let's do this in all our relationships, whether it's your parents, your friends, associates at work, you know, whoever, you know, we have to look at the bigger picture. And I think we can really move forward. We can make a lot of progress. So, I posted this on May 7th. You can go back and look on there. You can get in the comments if you want to. I still respond. It is, what ruins relationships the most? Pride and ego or financial hardships? But y'all have a good night. I'm finna go lay down. I took a nap and I overslept. But for the most part, I had a productive Sunday, though. You know, I did everything I need to do. I ain't cooked this Sunday, but, you know, it's all good. But, yeah, I'm finna go get back in the bed because I got to go to work. Oh, I forgot to mention. I'm doing a giveaway, y'all. I'm doing a giveaway. I want you to go follow Prizes Motivation. And I want you to go follow, Flocko. That's my artist. I want you to follow him, follow the Emissary group, and follow Prices Motivation. And the instructions over on my the Emissary group IG page, because I'm in a giving mood. You know, Valentine's Day coming up, so I'm doing the giveaway or whatnot. But yeah, I'm in the Valentine's Day spirit. You know, I'm feeling lovey-dovey or whatever. You know, so yeah, y'all get over there to the Instagram, The Emissary Group, all one word, no caps, no spaces, no underscores, no asterisks, none of that, just The Emissary Group. I'll go over there, look at the flyer, follow the instructions, and I announce the winner on Friday on Valentine's Day. All right, well, y'all have a good night. I'm gonna go lay down. I gotta go to work in the morning. Bye.